We talk a lot of United. We are your official home for the Atlanta United. And, Mike, we carry all the games, and we're season ticket holders. We could go on and on and on. But that brings us to the fact that every week we get a chance to talk to a player.
Yep, and we affectionately dubbed this man Man Bun. And Jacob Peterson came over from Sporting KC. He won a championship, an MLS championship over there, bringing veteran leadership to this team. And when he went in, and what a great day. First off, Jacob, the response you got out there at Kansas City, 5 years obviously with the team. How'd that make you feel to go in there and then break their hearts with a game-tying goal?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, it was a good homecoming, if you will, in a way. I had a great 5 years there. I think it was the perfect kind of closure to my time there. We were successful. Won a couple championships, which was great. But I'm excited to be here, and I was more excited to score and kind of stick it to the old team there at the end.
It is always nice to go back
yep.
and give it to them the way you did. It's funny because you talk about Villalba. He did the same thing, the week before in Orlando City, and then you have the same opportunity, but the circumstances were just a little bit different. I want to ask you though about this team because we have guys now coming off the bench. I mean, it seems like no matter who we put in, this team's finding ways to score.
Yeah, I think the top the coaching staff and the front office did a great job in assembling a locker room and a group of players that has a lot of talent. In my 12 years in the league, this is the most talented team I've been on by far.
Wow.
There's a lot of which is odd for an expansion team. That's not common in MLS, where an expansion team can right off the bat can compete against the existing team. So it's a good mix of some veteran guys who have been around, who have won championships before, and then obviously the infusion of foreign guys, of international guys, and then of young up and coming guys. So it's a very talented group, and I think we have a lot of different players that can beat you on any given day.
And your goal last weekend, as Jacob Peterson joins from Atlanta United here on the WadeFord.com hotline, that was just what you talked about. You got Parkhurst with a great pass. I thought Brandon Vasquez does an amazing job, gets it down on the ground, and then you do the rest and finish. So, I mean, that was great teamwork.
Yeah, the end of a game there, especially when you're down, you're trying to throw some more numbers in the box. You're taking more chances. You don't really care if you give up another one. You're pushing to tie the game up there, and I thought Parky made had a great ball in to Brandon, and he's a big boy. He's a young kid, but man, he's a big guy. So he was battling up there with their two center backs who are good friends of mine, and I kind of gave him a hard time after the game about that last play, but it just fell to me. I was at the right place at the right time. But I think it's more of a reflection of just kind of what this team is made of and the character that's within that locker room.
Jacob, you just said it, a couple of friends of yours, obviously, there in KC. But tell us, what's it like around the league? Are guys really cool with each other outside of being on the field? Do you have good relationships with guys around the league?
Yeah, I mean, I've been around. So
yeah.
I know, obviously, played with a lot of guys. Yeah, I think there's a pretty good relationship. Now when we cross those white lines and those 90 minutes, it's certainly we're not friends, but afterwards, go catch up, grab a coffee or a beer or whatever and see some old friends. So, I think there's an understanding that, this is our job, but at the same time, we got to maintain some friendships off the field as well.
Jacob Peterson's with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. The game-tying goal last week against Sporting KC, his old team, if you're just tuning in. Got a little bit of a break here, and then we're back to work, I guess, a couple of weeks, actually, August 23rd against D.C. United. How excited are you? Are the other guys? I mean, Bobby Dodd, everybody we've talked to, Jacob, loves playing at Bobby Dodd, but now we go to the new palace, going to Mercedes-Benz. How stoked are you for the new spot?
Yeah, first off, Bobby Dodd exceeded all expectations. The field was great. The atmosphere that the fans created there was something that I've never seen in this league. So it was awesome to be a part of. It was a great temporary home. But at the same time, there's something to be said about having your own locker room, having that consistency, showing up at the stadium and and knowing that, while obviously it's a shared stadium with the Falcons, it's you know, our wing will kind of be our own, and everybody's excited for it. You know, we haven't been in there for a while, at least I haven't, so I'm excited to see, you know, I see these pictures, and that place looks incredible. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. I'm not sure how the turf's going to play, and I'm sure we'll kind of sort that out. It's definitely different than grass, but it's nothing that we can't adapt to. But, man, that place is beautiful.
Jacob Peterson joining us on the WaitForward.com hotline. And talking with him about our United, they are 10-7-5, two more weeks or at least or so before they take on D.C. United on August 23rd, and then again Philadelphia at Philadelphia on August 26th. And he's talking about that transition into the new stadium. Mike and I were wondering about this. Is there a translator? How do you guys understand what Tata's talking about, man? How, when he's yelling at you, are you just like, okay, do you speak fluent Spanish? Or how does that work?
Nah, I'll say my Spanish has gotten a lot better since I've come here.
Cool.
I knew a little bit before whatever he's taking high school, but he's got a translator and he tries to speak English as well. So it's just, you know, when he gets fired up, obviously he goes back to that Spanish. So we've got a translator and you know when he's mad, you know when to kind of steer away from him or when he's teaching you something, there's or telling you how we want to play tactically or what he expects out of you. There's a translator there, so.
Right.
It's pretty seamless. The coaching does a good job. It's not ideal, but we're definitely working with it, and I think we've come a long way since the start of the season.
I just watch a lot of Univision when I try to brush up on my Spanish. That's what I do.
Oh, hey, yeah, that works.
Hey, man, before we cut you loose, now, I'm follically challenged, so I got hair envy, bro. Is that a ponytail or a man bun? What do you call what you got right now?
Ah, man, I don't know. If you had told me 3 years ago that I have this long hair, I think my buddies from back home would have. I had something to say about that. I still might wake up one morning and my wife might cut it off while I'm sleeping. So I don't know if it's a big hit, but I'm sticking with it for now.
Hey, man, it's bringing good luck right now to United, man. Keep on trucking, and we want to get you on again, man. And best of luck when you guys get back to work.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You too. Jacob Peterson joining us here on the WaitForward.com hotline. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of cool players. As far as the vibe, Mike, on this team, we've talked to a bunch of guys, and they all are just cool guys to chill with.
But how about this? Here's a dude who's been playing the MLS for 12 years. He's talking about all the offensive firepower with all bunch of young studs we brought up from South America. That's why Darren Neils, who we have on every Tuesday, did a hell of a job building this team.